It was a happy reunion, hugs between donors and recipients, between fathers and mothers and families, and a celebration not only of life, but of independence from dialysis.
Once you've been on dialysis for even a day, your life completely changes.
Last September, L. Ray Schumann and his family knew he needed a kidney transplant. None in his family was a match. But at about the same time, Stephanie Mathewson saw a story on KSL about another donation chain.
And I thought, well, God, I wonder, you know, if I could do that.
In fact, she believes it was meant to happen when it did.
I could wait on what if for years and my, you know, never donated.
Mathewson started what is known as a chain. She would donate to Schumann. A willing donor who was not a match to him would donate to someone else. The donor in that case was Stacy Gridley, Schumann's daughter.
I just said, Stacy, no, two of us are not going to go through this. And she said, yeah, Dad, I'm going to do it.
I just felt at peace with it, and I knew that it was the right thing to do.
Much to the relief of Lavinia Nicholas.
The kidneys started to go bad. Finally, they told me that they were going to have to put me on the kidney transplant list.
Her family kept the chain going through, of all people, Nicholas, ex-husband Steve Graves. So over 3 days last December, the chain was forged together. Mathewson's kidney to Schumann, his daughter Stacy's kidney to Nicholas. But Graves was on the operating table when it was decided that his recipient couldn't go through the surgery. Surgical director of kidney and pancreas transplant at the University of Utah Medical Center, Dr. Jeffrey Campson, says it's rewarding to watch.
The bonds that these people grow, it gives you chills. It truly is amazing.
And life after the transplants?
I am just so better, so much, much better than I was before.
It's so neat to be able to see him back to himself.
In Farmington, Mark Duke, KSL News Radio.